How did Rise and Fall of a Teenage Cyber Queen come into your head? What was the inspiration for it?
Well, I read an article in Rolling Stone magazine probably about a year ago, year and a half ago, about this internet star named Kiki Cannibal, with K's, I will say. Kiki was a 14-year-old girl that sort of accidentally made these viral videos. The story that I'm telling is pretty different from her story, but I was really fascinated with what that sort of fast fame would do to a family unit. So that was sort of the jumping off point for this play.
Okay, so let's talk about your cast a little bit. Who are your standouts? Who help you achieve your goals on stage?
I am the luckiest playwright around. I have a great cast. They're all really wonderful. I guess my special shout out kind of go to the younger actors because I'm so astounded by their work. Catherine Wilson is just so terrific. You know, she's just 21 and she's playing a 14-year-old that's like not really aware of her own sexuality, which is a really difficult thing to do. And she does it so well. And she sort of makes these odd choices, but like they're the best choices because that's exactly what a 14-year-old would do. I love watching her because her performance always changes. And Jacob Perkins, who plays Micah, it's really strange. I never realized it before, but it turns out that my voice in this play is this sort of like gay 14-year-old character. So when I'm watching it, I'm like, wow, maybe I really am just channeling a gay teenager, and I had no idea, but he's so terrific. And then Jin S. Kim, who is a Labyrinth Theater Company member, He was the biggest shock for me. I had written the character of Owen really for like an overweight, like middle-aged white dude. Like that's who I saw in my head the entire time I was writing the play. And even when we were casting it. So Jin comes in and I lean over to the director and I'm like, he's really good, but like there's no way he's right for this, right? And then he starts his audition and it, like, he changed the way that I thought about that character, which is like, that's something. Like all of a sudden I was like, oh right, no, Owen is meant to be a Korean man. Right now. And he's terrific. He's really just so affable and watchable on stage. So, but really the whole cast is great.
How do you want people to be affected by this production?
I want people to be able to have an open dialogue about the following, sort of the persona that we put out into the world, whether that's, you know, via technology or whatnot, you know, what's interesting now is like we can choose what we want people to see, like how we want people to perceive us, pretty much across the board, you know, when you pick your, you know, your background to your Facebook page or whatever, it's like you're sort of presenting how you want people to think of you. So I'm interested in having a dialogue about like what that is versus who we really are. And I'm interested in people thinking about communication in general, meaning like our roads to communication are more open. There are a lot of different ways to communicate, but we're not actually talking to each other. So I think that's a big part of it. You know, there are some darker themes to the play for sure. I think anybody with a teenager will be scared shitless after seeing the play. Or parents in general will be like a little bit scared shitless after seeing the play. But if that opens up a dialogue, I think that it's all for the better, you know?
Mm-hmm. Do you think, considering what's going on in society right now with the Manti Te'o incident and the popularity of Catfish on MTV, that this play kind of comes along at the perfect time?
I mean, so I wrote it, I started writing it like a year and a half ago, and then sort of as I was writing it, all of these things popped up, and I'm like, well, there's just something in the ether, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's just out there. So, yeah, it's a little bit sort of, like, good timing, which is terrific, for sure. And there are definitely some moments in the play that I let, you know, get influenced by stuff that's happening now. So yeah, it all swirled together at the right time. There's a video towards the end of the play that was, I like to think of as an homage to a Canadian girl named Amanda Todd.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't seen her video, it's really, really sad, but it's deeply affecting. And I wanted to bring a little slice of that into the play as well. So it was like I don't know where to go with this play. And then things were happening just in the media where I was like, well, now I know where to go with the play. So, yeah.
Okay, last question. How do you want this play to be remembered by someone, say, like a year from now? Somebody that sees it, you know, this week or next week. How do you want them to feel about it when they think about it, when it just comes up as a memory?
Oh, wow. Great question. I want them to think, good God, it was worth me climbing four flights of stairs to see this play. I guess I want people to I want people to remember the sort of like the multimedia images that the director Patrick has put together, because they are stunning. You know, there's a lot of action that's sort of like there's a screen lit up with a video going on and like a tableau of other things happening on stage. And those images are really haunting and beautiful. So I guess that's what I would want. Just like those images to pop up. That would be very nice.